Diving right into it here on Mugs of the Morning, KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM, as we have Daylene joining us from our local Habitat for Humanity. Daylene, good to have you in the studio for the first time in the new year.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm thrilled to be here.
How did the end of 2020 turn out for you and Habitat?
Well, it was a rough year, you know. Took some time to get our houses done. But we were able to do our first dedication on January 14th and get Melissa and her girls in their house. We've got one more coming up on February 5th, and that will wrap up the builds for 2020.
Awesome.
So, and then we all take a deep breath, relax a little, gear up for our build this year then.
Okay, I did see that dedication that occurred on the 14th, Facebook Live did. It was a wonderful ceremony.
It was amazing, though. The dedication days, when it's the culmination of those 400 hours of sweat equity time that the homeowners put in, and all that blood, sweat, and tears that have gone into their house.
Literally. Yeah.
And then they get to show it off to their family and friends and brag about all the hard work they did and just... And then we hand over the keys, and then we get out of their way. It's and yes, this was our first Facebook Live dedication because of COVID. We wanted to limit the participation of that particular
safety
dedication.
Concerns.
You bet. And so we Facebook Lived it, and we were thrilled to see the response. We had over 4,000 views on that.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, so Facebook Live maybe going to be a thing with us, but but in the future, we're hoping to get those volunteers and the family and friends and our board members and back into the dedications.
Oh, absolutely.
Gosh, that is just a goosebump moment.
Want to fill that room, fill that building, fill that new house full of people.
Yes, and we've typically been three deep in the... in the living room there with the people wanting to see that event, because it really is an event, Tristan.
The way we like
you
it,
know,
yeah.
It is just awesome and such a blessing to get to take part in that. So I'm looking forward to the next one.
I did notice Deacon Stadler was on there. I know Mark.
Yes.
He did the house blessing. Nice man.
Yes, he's amazing. He's also on our board of directors.
Oh, is he? I didn't know that.
He is, and he's a member of our family support committee. So when he got into Habitat, he went in with both feet.
He dove in.
He dove in, and then our homeowner asked him to do the dedication and the blessing of her house, and he did something so unique. I had never seen it before, so it was fun to have him as part of that.
You know, it's kind of unique that you bring that unique blessing up, because Sean, our new sales exec, just came into my office this morning, and he saw that I had one of those blessings on my door frame.
Oh,
yeah. He said, what is that, a secret passcode to your office or something? And I said, no, it's a blessing, and I know that Deacon Stadler did that blessing, too, at the house, and it's very unique. We typically do that at the beginning of the year, so it's unique that it worked out that blessing could come at the same time as the house dedication.
Yes, timing is everything.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. So what do we have coming up here throughout the end of January, into February for Habitat?
Well, I'll tell you, this is really that time of year when we step back, our houses are done, the families are in, we take a breather, we give our volunteers some time to sleep in, give them a couple of weeks to sleep in, take an inventory of our equipment and our supplies and our tools, and really just get our plan together for the next build. We've already got two families ready to go. They've already started working on their sweat equity by working on their neighbors' houses this year. So we've got some eager beavers ready to to do house 60 and 61. I mean,
wow.
You know, Habitat has been in North Platte since 98, so for 22, coming up on 23 years, we've managed to get 59 houses built. Our volunteers are everything to us, you know. They come out, they make it happen. They work side by side with those families and get those safe, decent, affordable homes. So yeah, we got to give them some time off.
Sure.
And we give them a couple of months, so we'll be geared up and ready to go at the end of March. But this is really the time we're out there looking for folks who are interested in helping us provide food to our volunteers, those folks who want to be able to get involved by doing the devotion and the blessing each week when we get together. And last year we were not able to get teams together, businesses that can get their folks together and come out and build. It just wasn't possible.
Sure.
We're really hoping that this year we can get more groups involved with coming out to build. We're taking a look at the opportunity to maybe do a women's build, which that's awfully fun.
It sounds like it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's a lot of pink hammer swinging. But so we're looking at some more ways to get folks involved. I think people after COVID, I think they're going to want to get back out there.
Oh, absolutely.
And really find a way to make a difference. And we want to be able to offer that to them.
Yeah.
We're getting together with our fundraising committee. We don't call it the fundraising committee.
It's a fundraising committee.
We're putting together our second annual Lego build. It's a Facebook event, you know, that families can get together. We're taking a look at rescheduling our lip sync battle that was a huge success for us earlier in 2020. So we're just trying to find ways to do that safely, you know, to make sure that people can participate and do it in a safe and fun manner.
We know that charitable donations across the board were down in 2020. I know that Habitat nationally felt some of that. Locally, that was felt as well for our local chapter. But if there's folks out there that they can make a difference with that donation of finance, that'd be greatly appreciated.
Sure.
But also, if you're looking around and you're thinking, yeah, money's kind of tight for me personally, it's completely understood. Maybe call and say, I'd like to be the next person in line or be in line to bring a meal to the crew. Or maybe you could join the crew, too.
Absolutely. Give us a call over at the office, 534-6251. Swing by, bring your mask, come on into the office, let's visit about it. If you are so inclined to donate financially, head over to our Facebook page, because I've set up a birthday fundraiser for myself.
Yeah, I saw that. That's awesome.
I put a goal up there, and I met the goal in like 4 hours.
Oh,
so
wow.
I was thrilled. So thank you to everyone who got involved with that. But just because we met the goal doesn't mean we need to stop there.
No, we can keep going.
Yeah, and Facebook Live donation is pretty easy to do. Mm-hmm. Just click and go. They make it as easy as possible. And we had a kind of a unique opportunity in December. Taco John's. Allowed us to be the recipient of their Nachos Navidad fundraiser. So that was awfully fun. I ate way more Nachos Navidad than I probably should have.
I was there. I had heard a commercial for the Nachos Navidad, and I thought, it was getting close to the Christmas holiday, and I thought, I've not had the Nachos Navidad yet. I better go get it.
Yeah.
And I get to the drive-thru, and they said, oh, that's a fundraiser for Habitat. And I said, oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I was already sold on the Nachos Navidad, but yeah, I mean, that's great. Sure. Yeah, I'll help. Yeah.
I know. I was thrilled when I pulled up and they said, would you like to donate to the local charity? And I go, well, who is that? I just wanted to hear it.
You just wanted to hear it. Yeah, that's understandable. Now,
so
Daylene, you talked about the donations on social media. Mm-hmm. If folks aren't comfortable with that, maybe they have cash or check.
Sure.
They could stop cash by the office. You mentioned the mask is preferred.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Is there a way they could drop cash by contactless? Do you have a mailbox or something?
We do. We have a box, a secure box on the outside of our building. It just looks like a little mailbox, but it's all locked up, and there's a slot on there. You can just drop it in there. That's easy peasy.
Sure.
That happens.
And then, of course, they could always mail a check over too, or drop a check in that box, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't want you to think that your $5 or $10 or $20 donation is going to go to waste. Every penny.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell everybody Habitat is a business of inches and pennies. We don't waste anything. And every donation goes right back into the materials that we need to buy those houses.
And that's one of those things, too. Not everybody can give a couple $100s. If you can, that's great. But if we all do what we can, rather that's a dollar, five, 20, 50, it makes a big difference.
It adds up. Mm-hmm. And we're very grateful. We feel so blessed to be supported by this community.
Daylene, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Hey, you let me cover all the boxes there today, so thank you. I appreciate that.
Can you give us the address one more time in the Facebook for folks that maybe want to learn more about Habitat and make a difference locally?
You bet. Come by the office. We're at 420 North Cottonwood. We're that big gray building on the corner. Mm-hmm. Give us a call if you're driving around lost. Our number is 534-6251.
You'll wave them down.
And we'll see you. Come on. We'll pull you in, and then head over to our Facebook page. It's just NPAHFH.
Well, Daylene, Happy New Year. Thanks for taking time for us. We'll see you in February.
We'll see you next month.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick break here on Husker Radio's KODY.